Modern lifestyles often limit people's ability to volunteer for an organization or charity. But what if you could pick and choose how you help? A new charity is aiming to increase volunteer participation by providing opportunities to perform random acts of volunteering. Kate Lavrencic reports.
Volunteering not only helps others in need, it gives people a sense of belonging and satisfaction. Vanessa Codling, spokesperson for Volunteering Queensland, says although there are 5.8 million volunteers in Australia, the figures have declined.
One of the reasons I mentioned for that was that people are time poor and they are stretched, and you know, when something has to give, unfortunately sometimes that is volunteering. To kind of combat that, we are always encouraging volunteering organisations to think about how they can make their volunteering more flexible for people.
That's where new organisation Help Me With It comes in. The web platform allows people to engage with volunteering on their own terms. Nicole Peterman, CEO of Help Me With It, says this is a much more realistic approach to volunteering, allowing people to help out when they can.
This just enables people to possibly help, you know, once a quarter, a few times a year. So a much more flexible way in which you can help people locally and also do something that you're really good at and do it at a time that suits you.
The website works by allowing what the charity calls seekers to request help with a specific post on Help Me With It. Helpers in nearby areas can then review tasks and pick and choose different requests.
People can post a task that they need help with, a one-off task, possibly to fix something or clean something or take them somewhere or teach them how to do something, any number of tasks. And volunteers are able to offer to help somebody with that one-off task.
Ms. Peterman says Help Me With It has a different approach to volunteering, which allows people to apply various interests and skills.
For a traditional organisation, you're given a position description and you can only do that job if you're able. With Help Me With It, there's much more flexibility in that, say, for example, you weren't very handy, well, you probably wouldn't offer to help somebody with a handyman task. But if you're interested in gardening or yard work, you offer to help.
Tegan Matthews, a full-time university student, has taken on various volunteering positions in the past, but says her double degree and work schedule limits how much time she can dedicate. She says this new approach could be a solution for those who are time poor but still looking to give back.
In my experience, trying to volunteer for certain organisations, it's really hard because they have set times and they have set things that they want you to do, whereas something like this, you could plug in what time you can do it. That, I think, is going to be really helpful.
But Ms. Matthews says safety is one of her concerns.
So it requires safety on both ends, because if you're putting the ad out there for help, you're relying on someone who's trustworthy to actually come and help you, potentially come to your house. So there's got to be safety in terms of who you choose and how you choose that person. But as someone who's volunteering on the same side, there's got to be safety in terms of knowing where you're going.
Ms. Peterman says the safety of members has been thoroughly considered through verification of personal information, as well as the option to add police checks and referees.
Our members verify their email address, but we use a third party to verify their phone number and also a driver's license or Medicare card, and they're mandatory checks and enable Help Me With It to feel very confident that our members are who they say they are.
Ms. Codling says Volunteering Queensland has worked closely with Help Me With It, providing advice on the safety of seekers and helpers.
And it looks like they're, you know, doing what they can to be able to take care of people, which is good to see, and we commend their innovation with their initiative.
So far, Help Me With It has 300 active members and operates in 5 areas around southeast Queensland. But Ms. Peterman says the organisation has already found success in Queensland and will continue to expand.
The plan is, being a national charity, to extend our operating area. We're looking at different support options now, so all that's to be continued.
Ms. Codling says it's important to remember the benefits of volunteering for everyone, no matter what the organisation is or how it works.
It's really up to the individual to look into the options that they have for volunteering and kind of choose what's going to be most appropriate for them and what their situation is, what's going to fit in with, you know, any skills, motivation, availability that they have. So, you know, we encourage everybody to get out there and do something good, you know, feel good about doing it, and whatever method they take to do that.
That story by Kate Lavrencic.